Amen. Sometimes you need to find that balm in Gilead that heals our soul, which is our Lord. Our scripture this morning comes from Luke's Gospel, verses 1 through 9 of the 13th chapter. To repent or perish, it says. At that very time, there were some present who told him about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And he asked them, "Do you think that because these Galileans suffered in this way, they were worse sinners than the other ones? No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all perish as they did. Or those 18 who were killed when the Tower of Siloam fell on them, do you think that they were worse offenders than all the others living in Jerusalem? No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all perish just as they did." Then he told them this parable. He said, "A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came looking for fruit on it, and he found none. So he said to the gardener, 'See here, for 3 years I have come looking for fruit on this fig tree, and still I find none.' And he said, 'Cut it down. Why should it be wasting the soil?' And he replied, 'Sir, let it alone for just one more year until I dig around it and put some manure around it, and it will bear fruit next year, well and good. But if not, you can cut it down.'" The Word of God this day for us as children. Thanks be to God. Let us pray.